You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast.
Welcome to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. Today, we don't have a regular episode, but instead this is just a shorter announcement type episode. And then next week, the next regularly scheduled episode will be released. But I wanted to get on here just for a short episode, kind of announce something new and different, and something that I wanted to share with you that hopefully will be a help and a resource and something that you can benefit from. With the situation that we're in right now, with the coronavirus pandemic, it's been going on for several weeks now, where we have been at home and kind of restricted in what we can do. And our church, just as many congregations, has not been meeting for the last few weeks because of concerns about safety and things of that nature. A lot of churches have been then moving to doing online teaching, whether it's Zoom meetings or Facebook Live videos or things like that. And so I, like a lot of other preachers, have started doing more videos of Bible teaching and things of that nature. We're not streaming our worship services or doing anything like that, but I have been doing those types of videos. Started doing Facebook Live videos, had to stop the live video because our internet at the house is not reliable enough to do that, but recorded the videos then and uploaded them to Facebook. But I wanted to do something else with them because the problem with Facebook, at least the way I see it, the problem with Facebook is that you get a lot of views and things like that on your videos right at first, in the first day or couple days that it's online. And then after that, it kind of drops off and goes away, and it's hard to find, and it's not very useful long term. And one of the things that I do that I've tried to do, my philosophy behind plain Bible teaching, is that I want to make content and material, whether it's articles or anything else, that is evergreen content, to use a blogging term, that it's going to be useful for anyone at any time, whether it's now or 6 months from now or 60 years from now, that I want it to be useful and helpful. Doesn't mean I haven't talked about current events type things. I do, but the bulk of the content that I make, whether it's articles or anything else, is meant to be used long term. Videos on Facebook are not really meant for long term use. And so I wanted to do something else with these videos that I've been making, whether it's the sermons I'm doing on Sundays or other videos that I've been doing throughout the week that I'm posting on the church's Facebook page. I wanted something where I could take those and have them where they are more accessible long term. And so in order to do that, I created a YouTube channel. And so I've been posting these videos now on Facebook and on this new YouTube channel. And so then I decided, well, if I'm going to record these podcasts, I could also record the video while I'm doing the podcast and then release the podcast as I've always been doing, but then also upload a video of it to YouTube. And so I'd be able to post it that way. It would be accessible on that platform in addition to the audio that is on the Plain Bible Teaching website. And so that's what I'm going to be doing now. I'm going to be doing videos that will release with the podcast or in corresponding with the podcast. And it's not just going to be a video of me talking, recording these podcasts, because you probably don't want to just sit here and look at me talking when you could just listen to me on the podcast. But instead, I'm going to be doing something sort of like what I do with the sermon videos, and you can find those. If you see this video, you're on the channel, and so you can find those sermon videos that I've been posting that have the charts and the different points. And so I can do something similar to that, something just a simple outline points and things as we go along in the podcast to answer those questions. And so if you prefer to listen to audio, you don't have to do anything, just keep listening to the audio of the podcast. But if you prefer video, and I know there are a lot of people who do, and you like to see things visually, and especially, you know, we'll have the points on the screen as we go through these, then those will be available on the YouTube channel. And I won't give you the address of the YouTube channel right now. YouTube has rules about when you can rename your channel. And so right now it's just a bunch of letters, but I'll include a link in the show notes on the podcast so you can go over to the YouTube channel. And I'd ask you to subscribe to that channel. It's going to have the podcast videos that we'll be doing. It's also going to have the sermon videos that I've been posting for the church, and also other Bible lessons that I'm posting on the church's Facebook page. I plan to, even after all this is over, continue those types of videos. And so those will be on there. These podcast videos will be on there, and also who knows what else. We may think of some other things to add to these videos and do other types of things in the future. But if you could subscribe to that, I would appreciate that, and you'd also get notifications there. And if you are just listening to the podcast, I appreciate that too, and appreciate you listening. And whether you're subscribed or you just happen to find the episodes and listen when you can, I appreciate that and appreciate listening. And I hope that as we go forward, the podcast will continue to be something that you benefit from, but also these videos will be something that would be helpful to you. So that's really all I wanted to get on here today and talk about, that we will have another episode, Lord willing, coming out next week. We had a question about church planting and evangelism. That's the next one on the schedule. So if you're a listener to the podcast, you're familiar with this. If you're not, if you just happen to come across this video on YouTube or are subscribed to the YouTube channel and for some other reason and you're not familiar with the podcast, basically what we're doing on here is just answering questions that people have. And had a question come in that we'll be talking about church planting and evangelism. We've talked about the Holy Spirit. We've talked about different other things. And we have other questions that are lined up. So on the screen here, if you're watching the video, you'll see a link that talks or that will point you to where you can go to listen to old episodes of the podcast, because we don't have videos for that, for the old episodes. We will moving forward. But if you want to listen to the old podcast episodes, there's a link there, plainbibleteaching.com/podcast. And in those episodes, in those show notes, there will be a link to where you can submit a question for a future episode. Also, if you are not subscribed to the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter, visit the other link there on the screen, plainbibleteaching.com/subscribe. Newsletter sent out once a week, every Friday. You'll receive the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter, as well as other content that is sent out periodically. Once a month or so, we have some other content that goes out. And so, if you're not subscribed to either the podcast or the newsletter, I would encourage you and invite you to subscribe to those. And if you're not subscribed to the brand new YouTube channel here, I would ask you to subscribe to that. And again, if you're watching on YouTube, just hit the subscribe button. If you're listening to this on the podcast, then visit the podcast show notes and get the link to the YouTube channel, and you can subscribe there. That's all today. Thank you for listening. As I said, next week we'll be back with a regular episode talking about church planting and evangelism. So I encourage you to tune in next week as we'll be talking about that question. Until then, I hope you have a great week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others.